Hello and welcome to episode 235 of the Talk Nintendo Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Carseat Gabones. And joining me this fine, fine March evening, it's the one, it's the only, it's Mr. Barry Burkham.
So, first off, hi Casey.
Howdy ho.
Secondly, now when you announce your name, do you look to the left and to the right? I mean, I hear this dramatic pause here.
I will say, I don't always look left, like when I do the end, right? Or what was it? That's with the pod, right? Yeah, at for Twitter. I don't normally turn my head or anything for that, but I will say, on the pause, I did glare off to the right, where my second screen is, and I guess I gave a little bit of a look, but it wasn't intentional. I mean,
did you catch a glimpse of a reflection on the screen, and you're like, look at that guy?
Yeah, but it took me aback a second, like, God dang, baby. I'd buy you some chicken filet.
Chicken filet. I wanted to mention something before we talk food. Is that it's not fair that it's not fair that I can't do a mystery history every week, and only because I'm buying all the. Okay, so I'm telling myself I'm not gonna buy any more games anymore.
Good one, Jerry.
I know, and that's it. And I'll see you. I'll be in town all week. But you know, I still find myself checking the Facebook Marketplace, right? And by the way, Craigslist,
you're addicted to the hunt.
Almost dead. Craigslist is like almost dead.
It's all Facebook now, right?
Yeah, it is all Facebook Marketplace. They should have. There's still some things about Craigslist that are better, but Facebook Marketplace is just.
I think what's nice about the Marketplace, I know people could just make fake like profiles really easily, but at least there's some sort of profile attached to it, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And also sharing pictures is just way easier, I feel like, on Facebook than having to like deal with Craigslist.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like Craigslist is 30 years old. I just came across this... So back when I got into the crazy Amazon selling streak, I was just kind of taking crap.
When you were scalping?
And I sold, I wasn't scalping, but I sold my Super Mario Bros. 3 Advance. You know, I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, the GBA game, right?
But it's the GBA one of Super Mario Bros. 3, which is a really cool release. And I sold it for something like, I don't know, like 10 bucks or something, because I just didn't, I don't know.
Undersold?
And... I've actually always looked back. I'm like, why did I do that? That was so stupid. Because I only made like $6 off that. And it's like, man, I love that release.
For
like
$6, you might as well have kept it, yeah.
I know, because I'd like to play it again. And I was looking, and I saw someone, they just posted it like a minute. And it was that game with its original manual and like pristine condition for $5.
$4,000.
Like, okay, I'm buying it. I like click. And the thing is, it's so easy and fast to buy on Facebook. They're very smart. It's like, here. It's like, click this. You want to buy it? Yes. All right. Receipt. It's like, it's that.
Scabadaboosh. Really, yeah.
So, that would be a perfect mystery history. But I wanted to talk about the game, and I didn't want to do the mystery history, only because we want to keep it a little mysterious.
Yeah, you don't want the mystery history to lose its luster.
Exactly. And we call that pulling a Jerry Jerkum.
Pulling the Jerkum.
Doing a mystery history every week, but... here we are. We're recording number 235?
235-er.
235-er. So we got 15 episodes until our big 250, which honestly, dude, that 250 is kind of bigger than the 2, because that's a fourth of a thousand.
Yeah, I would say it's probably the 100, then the 250, then the 500, then...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you'd be pretty stoked about 752, but 750... As well, but I would say
all the 50s.
Yeah, once you get to
I would say like all the hundreds, and then the 250, and like the 750.
Like 350. We're not going to give two poops about, you know, like whatever, whatever. Just another episode.
A little bit, but yeah. But I think we should do something special. I mean, we did do something insane for our two, and I like that.
We should go to Cancun. and we'll record on the beach.
Okay. That sounds amazing.
Can you imagine? Just like...
Yeah, yeah.
Just the wind will like... It's so beautiful out!
We got our game, boys.
Yeah. I'm just picturing like the most beautiful beach filled with the most beautiful people in the world. And then just you and me playing our Switches, like trying to hide under the towel so we could see, though, you know?
Yeah.
Who are these giblets?
Did I ever tell you about... Did I ever tell you that my buddy Matt, who's quite a bit older than me, but when he was little, his parents would... They would... They would conflate the terms Game Boy with Playboy.
Oh, no.
So
he's just so under the towel playing with
Matt,
his Playboy.
Like, don't bring your Playboys to church.
That's so funny.
Isn't that amazing? And then so he thinks that, like, he just realized, like, over the past few years, he's like, I think they actually knew what they were saying and thought that was really funny.
Oh, and they were just messing with him.
But both of those are really funny. I think calling Game Boys Playboys are really... Because it sounds like a video game thing, right? You know, because like, a Game Boy...
Yeah, you
like
got yourself a Playboy?
A Playboy. A Playboy Advance, you know? So
a PDA.
Anyway, I just thought... And then, yeah. So, anywho. Yeah, so I wanted to mention somewhat of a Craigslist Roundup mystery history thing. I guess I could have used that for a Craigslist roundup.
You could have.
Why didn't I just do that? Craigslist
roundup. You're going to have to make a new jingle for the Facebook find.
I got it right there. I'm just going to edit that right there. That's it. Facebook find.
But it's
got
to be like, hey, guys, you want to see my Facebook find? It's be a little perverted, you know?
Well, we do have... Okay, we will get into food talk, but we do have some games to talk about. Casey purchased something that's exciting, and we'll be talking about that. And I dove back to a really random retro release that I think that was fascinating that I got addicted to that will be fun to talk about.
Was that a Craigslist find as well?
It was not. Ooh, it was not.
From the old personal collection, hey?
It's on the Switch, too. Yeah, so what was that?
You caught me in mid sip of coffee.
I'm gonna do
and
that.
I went, ooh. But, right. I mean, you said before we get into food talk, was you just wanted to lay out the carpet, right? We can get back to the food talk now?
Now we can.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to tease. You know?
I was going
to
say, I was like, because I got some good eats to talk about, that's for sure. And another freaking Uber Eats disaster.
Oh yeah, I saw your I like your Twitter call outs. You know?
Do you?
You're good at those. I do. I enjoy them.
You know what it
I
is?
I enjoy seeing what's going on in Casey's food life.
I hate to do it, right? I hate being like, "Oh, here he is whining and moaning." But at the end of the day, it's like half the time you get the runaround until you go to Twitter, then all of a sudden things are magically fixed, you know? It's like, so it's like, I'm cutting out the middleman. It's like, I'm sorry, Uber Eats, but what happened was, it was a fine Saturday evening, and Caitlin, well, she was working, and your boy Casey, he was at home all alone, and he had a little urge to eat some grub, but didn't feel like leaving. So, I was like, you know what? Screw it. Like, I was pretty darn hungry, and we didn't really have much food in the house, and I was like, I'm just going to freaking do Uber Eats and be a piggy boy, you know? And I've been interested in
piggy
those...
Boy.
little piggy boy. I've been interested in this new chicken sandwich. Now, have you seen the new chicken sandwich from McDonald's?
I have, and it looks delicious.
It looks real good, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, perfect. I'm going to order up one of these bad boys. And then, like, the whole, like, Uber Eats, they give you a free trial, like, whatever they're plus, you know, pass or whatever the heck they call it. And essentially it's like you get like cheaper fees and stuff, and then you get free shipping on, I guess, orders over $15. I didn't see that part at first because I didn't want to spend $15 at McDonald's, but it actually worked out. Like, I ordered the sandwich, and then I put like a you know, large McChicken meal or whatever the heck, the crispy chicken sandwich meal, and then I got a double cheeseburger, or a single cheeseburger, excuse me, for the side. And then it came out to like $18 with all the fees and the tax and all that. And then I added another burger and a cookie to get it over that $15 threshold, and it was actually cheaper. So it's, I mean, it was like 50 cents cheaper, but I got extra food. So it was like, whatever, we could roll with this, you know?
Okay.
So do the order, it comes, I'm like, all right, cool, you know, like, got it, picked it up. I'm like, oh man, the drink is clear, you know? And I'm like, I hate Sprite, dude. I was like, oh, I'm like, you know what though? Whatever, like, whatever, you know? So like, I rate the guy.
Poor piggy boy.
I'd rated the guy like, yeah, you know, he dropped it off in a timely fashion. Like everything on that end was great, you know, perfect. And then I open it up and I'm like, oh no, this isn't a chicken sandwich. This is a Big Mac, you know? And I'm like, oh, they gave me the wrong god dang order. And it was a Big Mac, a large Sprite, a large meal. So I got large fry, large Sprite. And then it was, there was, what was it? Like just a regular McChicken on the side. So I was like, like I was hungry and I was like, you know what? Whatever. Like, I don't even care. I'm just going to eat it. And then the freaking, I swear this guy must've asked for times three, the amount of Big Mac sauce, dude. This thing was flooded. I like, my hands were full of Big Mac sauce.
You know,
when
I've
I was
never
done
had
with
a
this
Big
thing.
Mac.
You've never had one?
No,
you should
never.
Get one. They're very good.
I
they're
bet
tasty.
They are. I mean,
I think Big Mac sauce is just, more or less
it's
like
just
ketchup
that
and
extra
mayo.
Bread. It's like I take off like my bread, you know, because I Wilford Brimley the diabetes. So
see, for
I,
me,
I,
I'm a bread man.
You know,
and throw a couple extra loaves in.
Yeah, no. I love bread. Like, don't get me wrong. It's just
no.
I
know you just try and limit it. Yeah.
So I bet it's absolutely like more bread is delicious. I'm sure
you should still try it sometime because
oh, absolutely,
I
should.
McDonald's bread isn't really that big.
I smell a Talk Nintendo review. Jerry's first Big Mac.
The Big Mac. The Big Mac, baby. But yeah. So I like eat the whole thing and I'm like, man, that sort of sucked. You know, like. It wasn't that bad, but I paid $18, you know what I mean? And, like, you already feel bad enough spending $18 at McDonald's, you know? Like, piggy boy. Right. But on top of that, it wasn't even what I wanted, and I really wanted that chicken sandwich. So, like I said, I did the tweet. I messaged them my phone number and the account order, and then they refunded me fully. So that was the positive of the situation. And then... Right. To continue my piggy boy ways, the very next day, I was coming home, and I went, oh, man, we didn't go grocery shopping yet. Caitlin didn't want lunch, you know, she'd already eaten or whatever. I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to McDonald's to do this thing right. And I went, and I got the sandwich the next day. Yep.
Okay.
Back-to-back Mickey's
beautiful.
Trips. But, yeah, the sandwich
amazing.
Is actually very good. So... They've got three iterations of it. There's like the regular one, which is just like the chicken patty with pickles. There is a chicken patty with pickles, and then it's like some sort of spicy sauce. I don't know exactly what it is. And then the last one's like a deluxe sandwich. So they make it like a club. I think they put lettuce, tomato, and mayo on there. So I just got the regular, but I added some mayo, and highly recommended.
Oh man, yeah. I mean,
super tasty.
Dude, mayo is everything on a sandwich. I mean, like it.
Like, I used
like,
to
don't
hate
get me
mayo.
Wrong. I ate sandwiches without mayo, and they're great. But like
that's
dude,
your
like
past
a,
life.
Like a Whopper, like a Whopper, dude. Yeah, exactly. Like, have you had a Whopper? Has anyone ever?
Oh,
truly
of course.
Had a Whopper.
I've told you about Whopper? That. I can think of the time I had a Whopper, the best Whopper I had in my entire life. I think I told you about
it
after I was
you
getting
did. You
from
just
being
recently
sick.
On the show. You did,
yeah. That I like when I think of a Whopper, it brings me right back to that moment sitting in Caitlin's little like one bedroom studio apartment thing on her bed, just eating that Whopper, like being like,
and it was the
this
best
is
thing
what
ever.
It feels like to be alive again.
So just so everyone knows, and because a lot of new listeners to the show, one of our old, but pre-podcast days when we played Splatoon a lot and
our PP
and
days,
Cry
if you will,
Zeros and stuff, our our PP days. A lot of the times, you know, it would be, you know, like early in the morning, like you know, after midnight, and Casey would go, you know, I could go for right now. And what would you say, Case?
A Whopper.
Exactly. Exactly like that. A Whopper. Just exactly like that. And then so yeah, we always talked about how when eventually one of us, when we meet, we're going to go out for a Whopper. And we,
sure did.
That. And it was great. And,
it's funny to think
that Whoppers are great.
Our obsession with food predates any podcast business. You know, like our foundation, our friendship foundation was built on Splatoon and Whoppers. And that's a pretty darn sturdy, sturdy foundation, if you ask me.
It sure is. It sure is.
But yeah, as far as the chicken sandwich goes, dude, absolutely recommend it. You know, I know people like love Chick-fil-A. Like, I would say this is just as good as a Chick-fil-A. Now, I will admit also, it's been a while since I just got like the true and tried Chick-fil-A like chicken sandwich.
I'll admit, you did call it chicken fillet earlier on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I said a fillet of chicken. Chicken
you
fillet.
Said chicken fillet.
I don't know. Whatever.
And it was
Yeah, like a fillet of chicken.
You're putting those two.
Oh, well, like, yeah. I didn't want to say Chick-fil-A because it's like I don't really like Chick-fil-A all that much. But then, yeah, a blanked.
Gotcha.
But anyway.
You know how many little chicks they have to crush to make one patty?
I don't care.
there's this video of this, my brother sent it to me, and it's this horse, and it's kind of leaning down, and it just has these all these little cute little chicks next to it. It's like, aw, and it's like sniffing it, you know? And then it just goes,
oh, yeah, it just, eats one, right?
Chicken hole. It eats a little chick hole.
Poor little fella.
It's like so disturbing. Like, oh, like he just ate a whole chicken. It was great.
It's so funny to think just like, it's good. Even like zoo, like people who work at zoos, like who handle like the big cats and bears and stuff. It's like those things, if they wanted to on a whim, can just be like, oh, and you're done, you know?
I know. Dude, I think about that with Eleanor, you know?
Yeah.
I think about the Don. Like, if the Don wanted to, he could do some damage.
Oh, he could do some damage for sure.
But he'd never want to.
But that's the good thing is you've got him, like, not that I'm ever really, like, worried, you know? We live in a nice area and stuff. But, like, if, like, Caitlin's ever out on a walk alone with Don, it's like, she's got nothing to worry about, you know? Because if someone was trying to mess with Kate, I know Don would be like, nuh-uh. Not on my watch.
Nuh-uh. You know, when Dale is when they put Bill on suicide watch,
mm-hmm.
and they're watching, like, around Christmas time, and Dale just sits next to his bed with a gun.
Yep, yeah,
and Bill tries to get up in the middle of the night. I gotta go to the bathroom. Nuh-uh.
That's so funny.
He's gonna kill him.
So he doesn't kill himself.
To stop him, yeah.
I'll kill you before Good you stuff. Kill yourself.
Good stuff.
Good old King of the
Hill. So I guess we can get... Oh, I wanted to mention one more thing. I don't think anyone commented on our brand new spiffy, delicious banner for our episode banner that we put out next. Did you see anyone comment on it? I don't think anyone did.
Breathtaking.
So good. That, like, it just no one even noticed it because it was just so seamless into the abyss. It was just so, it was so well designed that it just fit in so perfectly. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out that
it's got our beautiful mugs on there too.
It does. And I'm not talking about our coffee mugs.
And I ain't talking about our faces.
Although it does have Pepsi and Coke on it. Dude, you know what you need? You need a mug with that sombrero slurp guy.
You know what's really funny?
What?
So we have like a garbage like compactor for our like apartment area. And I went, you know, throwing out the trash the other day. And it was like pretty full, so it was probably broken or something. But there was enough room to put mine in there, so I threw my bag in. And like right pressed up against the bag, I could just see a faint sombrero slurping shy guy through the bag, like perfect eye level. So I hope someone's like, what in tarnation is that?
That's amazing. That's funny.
Your That's artwork's
wow.
getting
so, so
it's
you're,
getting some publicity.
You're working through those notepads, huh?
Yeah, I'm using them, but they're still here. Don't
Beautiful.
Worry.
Thank you. Well, you're gonna need them because we're gonna play some Mr. No, I'm just kidding. So let's talk about your new purchase that you got, buddy. I'm excited to hear, because it was so random. Because I think you were going to spring it on me.
Well,
you just couldn't.
It was pretty random, and I was going to spring it on you. But essentially, I think I might have mentioned, maybe, I don't know if it's on the podcast or not, maybe I didn't, that my friend had gotten a PS5, and he also got an Xbox Series X. So he was just, I think he was just bored, and he was on the hunt to like try and find, because he's one of those, like, he games a little bit, but he's not a huge gamer, you know? But I think it was more the thrill of the hunt for him. But he ended up getting both of them within like a day's of each other. You know what I mean? So he was going to resell it. But then
scalp it.
Yeah, he was going to scalp it. But actually it's funny though, cause I guess he upcharged it a little bit, but not by a crazy amount. Like I think what it's 500. But he put it on like I think it's called Swappa. But essentially for like 100 or more, 200, he wanted to make like $100 if he could, you know, at the end of the day. But the thing is, you don't account for, it's like the thing costs $80 to ship alone. You know what I mean? And then the site fees and all that.
I can hear our listenership just canceling us right
now.
Well, I
will say, hey, it's not you and I who are scalping.
We're in the clear.
Yeah, we could talk now, but essentially, I guess
we already got two 1-star reviews. We haven't even published this episode yet.
It was me. can you imagine self sabotage? But you were talking. He's like, you just, you know, I'll sell it to you. Like whatever, you could buy it, you know. And I was like, yeah, like I do want one, but you know, I got to save up for the old wedding and everything, and I don't really, you know, have. What's it?
I can see the little devil and the little angel on your shoulders right now.
Do it, do it. And the angel's like, do it, do it.
You should probably save up for your wife.
Well, yeah.
She ain't your wife yet.
Yeah, screw her. but yeah, so like I was like, nah, I don't know. And then he was like, dude, you could pay me back like a little each month or something. Like, I don't care, you know? And I was like, well, then maybe. But yeah, so essentially, like, he was like, yeah, like, you know, I don't care to really sell it, like, make any money, you know, like, I'll just send it your way. And that's just sort of what happened. And I was, like, thinking about it, and I was like, yeah, but I don't know if I should. And then I was like, what world am I going to get free financing for a PlayStation 5, you know, that's apparently still, like, impossible to find. So I was like, all
right,
let's do it. So he mailed it out on Friday, and yeah, it didn't get here till Monday, unfortunately. But yeah, dude, it cost $80 to ship, and then $10 for insurance. So,
why $80 to ship? I don't get it.
It's the package was like 20 pounds.
I know, but like,
and he did.
Oh, okay, I get it.
It was heavy, and we did 2-day, so I'm sure we.
Yeah,
could,
it is heavy.
I'm sure we could have went cheaper, but
I'm excited because.
What?
I gotta say, man, and like we talked about before, it is a goofy looking thing.
It is so weird looking. It is stupid. But
I mean, like I said, it doesn't matter, but it's just, it's funny.
Yeah,
it's funny how much better the PS4 looks.
Yeah, I. But anyway, yeah, so got here yesterday, and then I went and I traded some games in at the old GameStop, because I didn't feel like spending even more money. So I was like, whatever, trade some games in, and I ended up getting Demon's Souls. Oh, baby. So beautiful. And the new Call of Duty, because, I mean, I like to play those Call of Duties every once in a while, but also, since it's cross-play, you know, me and my buddy are going to play together at some point. We haven't yet, but yeah, so I ended up with those two games, and then what's even more amazing is that the PSN, you know, how each month they give away a bunch of games, or, you know, a handful of games, you know, sort of like Xbox, I guess, does too, I think. But, yeah, it's Final Fantasy
and Nintendo.
Remake. Yeah, yeah. Every couple months we get an NES game. And Super Nintendo. I won't sell them short. But yeah, this month was the Final Fantasy VII Remake. So it was like, booyah, dude, because that was, obviously, I've talked about how bad I really want to play that game. And to get it for free, don't mind if I do.
Now, not to bring the party down at all. I just wanted to, because it's so interesting. is wasn't there something about that version that like couldn't be upgraded to the PS5 version or something? Is there something about it that like there's something about it like if you get the free one from PSN, you can't do something like upgrade it to something, and I can't remember what it is. I thought maybe you'd know.
I'll have to look in.
Who cares?
I'm not sure. I know, like, I'm pretty sure the gist of it is if you own it, you get a free upgrade for PS5, but if you want the Yuffie the DLC, you need to pay for that. Where if you buy just buy the PS5 version, the DLC is included in that. Now, I don't know. I'll have to look into restrictions as far as the PSN version goes. But I don't think it differentiates, like, once you get it and download, like, I don't think it, like, differentiates, like, hey, you got this. I mean, I guess it must, because if you stop, you know, if you cancel your PSN, you don't get it anymore. So maybe they do. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. Thing is, whatever. I'm not going to be playing that for a hot minute anyway, so... Because I still...
Right. But
I'm
you haven't played it, though, right?
I have not.
That's
I haven't played it at all.
Because aren't you like the, you know, Sephiroth and...
Who's that?
You love Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it to death. But the thing is, I really love Bravely Default as well, and I don't want to, like, start another big JRPG game, you know what I mean? And
that's
like,
what I was going to say.
And let that fall to
that's
the wayside.
Right. Because that was the one thing I was thinking about when you got the PS5. I was like, oh, I wonder if he's going to keep playing Bravely Default.
Oh, yeah. Yep, totally. I am loving that game. I actually played some last night before I went to bed. But
our Triple B, Alex Kalafi himself, is enjoying it as well.
Yep, I'm glad. I'm glad he is. But yeah, so no, I'm not going to play Final Fantasy yet because, yeah, I'm going to beat Bravely Default before I get into any of that business. It'll probably be on deck after that, depending, because with I haven't checked it like super recent, but I'm pretty sure we should be getting that stimulus check soon, and we're also getting tax returns soon. So what that says to me is a big new TV potentially. Well, it's funny because I was like, we were talking like about like Caitlin and I, you know, and I was like, yeah, you know, yeah, maybe I'll put, you know, like from the stimulus, put like $1,000 into the old wedding fund and then $400 for personal use, you know, thinking she'd be like, meh, meh, meh. But she sounded on board. So I was like, and then I'm like, little does she know I'm only putting $400 and then keeping $1,000 for the TV.
Wow.
No.
That gets my dirty stamp of approval.
Yeah. No, I will put $1,000 in there, but I think I'm not 100% sure, but if all, like, I'll have to see how much I get back from taxes and stuff. But I was looking, I could get a nice fat 55-inch 4K for not too much, you know? And if that's the case,
dude,
then
no, not too much at all. It's ridiculous, actually,
yeah,
how much you can get them for.
Well, I was looking because the funny thing is, I have a Sony Bravia that I got in, I think, 2014,
yeah,
and it's the most beautiful TV ever. Like my parents and brother, like they've got new TVs after me, and they just do not compare to how nice that TV is, you know. So
yeah, man,
I want to get the 4K. I was looking; they have a Sony 4K, I think it's 550. I forgot if it's 550 or 650. And then there's a Samsung for $100 less. Now, I know Samsung's nice as well. I'm gonna have to do my research, but I feel hard pressed. Like, I don't want to go away from Sony because, like, I just know those TVs are awesome. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Dude, I've had the exact same. Absolutely. And the funny thing is my brother got a Samsung and it was terrible and it crapped out on him.
Oh, really? Because my parents...
Just, so put that into your equation.
My parents, like, they got, I'm pretty sure, Samsung, Aquos. Is that Samsung?
Aquos. Yeah, I think, or isn't that...
Or it might have been an old, like, hold on, let me see, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, or maybe a, I don't know, I'm forgetting. We got, like, a... I don't think it. I see it. Maybe I'm getting it wrong. I see Sharp Aquos, but it's not a Sharp TV. I'm pretty sure it's Samsung. We got in like real, like when flat screens were becoming a thing, you know, and that was really good for a long time too.
See,
so
as I was going to tell you, is that my Sony Bravia that I got our first HD when I was back in high school, our first HD TV, 32-inch Sony Bravia, you know, 1080p, you know, like literally the first HD TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have that. And I just, it works perfectly. It works perfectly still.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what? That's at least 12 years. It works perfect. And I'm not going to get rid of it. Even though I have it sitting in my storage room, it's like I have no reason to get rid of it because it's awesome.
I'll never let her go. Yeah, that's, like I said, my Sony, I mean, I would, if we end up getting a new one, like, that will just shift to the TV into the bedroom, you know? Like I said, if I didn't get a PS4 for 4K, like, or a PS5 for 4K, like, there'd be no reason for me to upgrade and I'd be perfectly fine. Although, I mean, 40 inches, I could use a little bigger than that, but. But yeah, so hopefully the hope is that hopefully a 4K is in the future here. And if that's the case, then I might just wait until June for Final Fantasy VII and just do it right in 4K, you know? Like, instead of like playing it and then like halfway jumping to the big boy. So, well, we'll have to see how that goes. But for right now, I am jumping into some Demon Souls. I guess, we'll jump off with some Demon Souls to start. This game is the predecessor to Dark Souls, which everyone and their brother has heard about, whether you played it or not. And it was originally for the PS3, I think it was 2009. Pretty sure it was 2009 when it came out. So this was, you know, it was sort of a time where games were getting easier, right? Like a lot of accessibility, and they were like, nah, like we're going to give you this like tough as nails game where you're going to die a bunch and it's going to be super punishing. So, you know, I'm like, well, let's get in. Everyone says this game's awesome, right? Everyone loves the Dark Souls series. I played a little right on the Switch, not a ton. I played more Bloodborne on PS4 back in the day. I like that. But honestly, for me, it was like this game visually just looks incredible. It's, you know, it's the one where I was watching videos just getting hyped. Like, oh, I can't wait to play this freaking PlayStation. You know, like, look at these visuals. And I know it's one of those games you got to put a lot of time into because you'll die a lot and then you'll, you know, go back and sort of learn from your mistakes. And
yeah,
I'm like, what better time to do it when all I will want to be doing is be playing this new hardware anyway, right? So it seems like a good fit for a launch title for me, or, you know, a title to play first on it. And yeah, I got into it. They give you a bunch of different classes you could pick from, and they don't really do a great job explaining, like, what, you know, each one's pros and cons are. You can sort of decipher, right? Like, if you have a knight, he's going to be, you know, a little bit stronger physically. If you have, like, some sort of mage or sorceress or whatever they dub it, will be stronger from afar, but probably, you know, really get hit hard. So you got a little bit there, but then you've got, like, some other classes that aren't quite as obvious. But I ended up going with the knight, which I went online and looked up, and they were like, yeah, it's a pretty good starting class, you know, because you get, like, you know, a decent amount of armor up front so you can, you know, take a couple hits kind of thing. And
yeah.
What's up?
I just don't like that. I just don't like that part of game. I that heavy start to a game where you have to do, like,
you're making a big, like, decision that's going to affect everything and you haven't played a second.
Exactly. I see, I don't mind doing research, right? I don't mind doing the research. But what I don't like is making a decision that I might have regretted from the get-go. And it's not even that, because you probably won't, right? Like, it should be designed where that would be fine. But you still have that. It's like, it's that stress.
Yeah,
I know that I'm overblowing it right now, but that's just, it's just one of those things where it's like, well, you tell me what I should do. Like, I don't know how to start this game. That's one of the things that goes through Jerry's mind in a game like that.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was sort of like a badge of honor back then to be like, oh, we're sort of being a little, you know, sly about it. And, you know, something where it's like, oh, you're supposed to try it out and see what you like, or if it was just maybe something like, we feel like we don't need to go too in depth. But I know that seemed to be like an old thing. I know even with like the original, like sometimes with like with the Diablo 1 and 2, where it'd be like, I don't know really where to put my points that I'm getting here. I'm just sort of like guessing, you know what I mean? And unless if you really know what you're doing, then you could really optimize where to put those attribute points, you know. But I don't know. It was a little, like I said, a little eh. And I was like, well, I guess I'll try a knight, you know what I mean? But I will say with this kind of game, right, you go through the first area, and anyone, again, who hasn't really played or knows much about the series, it's everything is really punishing. So even like little, like the first monsters or first enemies you encounter, like, sure, they have a very predictable attack pattern and it's pretty simple to get around them. But when you first start, like if you don't know the attack pattern, like they still hit you 2 or 3 times and you could be dead, you know? So anything can kill you. But you eventually sort of learn the attack patterns, and then what took me maybe 45 minutes to go through the first time, sort of slow, making sure I'm not going to die, you know, make sure I have enough health, this, that, and the other thing, where, you know, after you go through it a couple times, now all of a sudden it's like, oh, I could blow through that whole section in 5 minutes because I can run around these enemies. Oh, this enemy, like, oh, I know how to kill him now. I don't need to figure it out. Like, I can go pretty much just take care of him real quick. Like, for instance, there's these guys with spears. And in the beginning, it's like my instincts, like I just want to kill these guys as soon as possible, right? So I'm just like, make a block and hack away. But realistically, it's like I need to let them do their lunge attack, and then it opens them up and they're really easy. But if you don't wait for that lunge attack, then they're going to block like your attack and then just freaking destroy you, you know? So what at first, like I said, it's like real, like, wow, daunting. You start to learn the patterns, and then boom, you can really sort of blow through areas pretty quickly. And that's pretty much, I did the first area, which, like I said, it sent you up, you go through, you unlock a couple different spots, and then you unlock a boss, you fight the boss, boom. And I guess in Dark Souls, I think it's all like sort of one connected world. Since this was beforehand, there's sort of like a hub world, the Nexus, where you can sort of go back, you can level up your character, and by doing that, you spend the souls you get from killing enemies, and then you could just bump up your different, your different stat points, and, you know, obviously vitality, you're going to get some more health, you know, strength, yada, yada, yada. But the thing is, if you die, you lose all of your souls, temporarily at least, until you go pick them back up. But if you die on the way to picking them up, all of those souls are gone, right? So if you've got like 4,000 souls and then you die, now it's sort of like, oh, crap. I was 20 minutes into this area. Now I need to work my way back. All of the enemies are back. I need to not die. And now you're sort of on edge almost, right? You're like, whoo, like what's already was tricky, you know, now I've got that added bit of like, oh man, if I don't do this, like if I die here, I'm going to lose all those souls and that's going to suck so bad, you know? But, and that did happen to me actually. I died and I was like, I had like so many, I was like, oh no. And the worst was I like fell off the edge when I was attacking a guy, like so silly, you know? But I was able to get back and get my souls. But I mean, the game is just beautiful. It is.
That game looks ridiculous.
It's one of those, the cutscenes. You're like, all right, like let's see what the actual gameplay looks like. But then you get into the gameplay and you're like, wow, it looks just as good, dude. And I can't wait to see it in 4K.
Right
now,
there it is.
What's up?
Yeah. I mean,
you're watching a video.
We had our big 4K. Discussion, you know, and again, like I really haven't experienced 4K at all. Like, I mean, sure, I've seen it in the store and stuff, but I've seen people with 4K TVs, but I haven't really like in a home setting been able to.
Me either.
To enjoy, but I can't imagine. You know, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah,
and you know the something we haven't talked about is the Switch, that Switch Pro. You know, those rumors that are coming out. You know,
are kind of crazy. Pro. So. Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
If Switch goes 4K, then there's...
I don't think they will.
Sorry, Jill.
I think it would just be a stronger, better running Switch, and then the new console would be a 4K Switch. But I don't know.
Yeah, we shall see. I like that makes sense to
Mario
me.
Mario in 4K,
because
we can really see those mustache.
See, that's
hairs.
The thing, right? Like, if that was that gets me excited. I mean, but that's just not going to happen, you know. Like, they're not going to. I guess they can render in 4K, like, right?
They'd probably upscale.
It's not going to be. Yeah, they can upscale it, which does look great, actually. So
yeah, I don't know if they would find the need to make it in 4K, but I mean, if we get to the point
that'll
where
that'll be for my replay of Odyssey, or maybe for Odyssey 2. See, there you go.
Breath of the Wild 4K.
Breath of the Wild 2, 4K.
Boom.
Giddy up.
But yeah, I've never actually, like I said, I've seen it in, you know, yeah, when you walk through Best Buy or whatever, and you're like, wow, that looks amazing. But yeah, I've never really seen it in like a at-home setting, especially, and if someone had one, they were watching normal TV, right? Like, it wasn't actually like something made for 4K. So that's why I'm like, man, that TV though. But I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that they said for Darks or Demon Souls, the 4K, I think, drops down to 30 frames. I think. And performance mode is like the 60K. Oh, 60K.
When you're playing in 4K, it drops down?
I think for Demon Souls. Let me see. Demon Souls
4K. On PS5?
Maybe. Hold on, let me see. No, maybe I made that up. Is Demon Case? The game offers two visual options, a native 4K 30 frames per second cinematic mode and a 1440p upscale to 4K 60 frames per second performance mode.
That's so funny.
So I guess it is still 4K, but if you want native 4K, it's only 30 frames per second.
Ooh.
And if you want upscaled 4K, yikes, then it's 60.
See, that's the thing, right? I mean, like, see, I hate that, you know? Like, dude, I would so much rather have 60 frames than...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why you do the performance. It's still upscaled, I guess.
What about
you? Still look
really
good.
What about
you? I mean, I guess it... I mean, of course, I'd rather 60 frames, but I guess it would also depend on the game. Where, like, if I could play it completely and it at 30 frames a second, it's not going to affect the gameplay, and it's going to look, like, even more amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Then, boom.
It really reminds me... You know, this reminds me of on the 3DS... Hyrule Warriors. I believe that was you could do like a solid 30 frames, or maybe it was 60 if you turn the 3D off on the 3DS. But then, like, if you want the 3D on, it cuts it. And I think I still did 3D on, which is funny. So, yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So
what a funny thing. It's a very PC like thing, right? Like, being able to alter your experience like that.
Yeah, I'm reading an article here. It says from the video, it seems cinematic mode is pretty much a lockdown 30 frames per second. The line never moves. Performance mode also maintains a remarkably steady 60 frames per second, even when giant bosses, hordes of enemies, and tons of fire effects are filling the screen. So, boom. But yeah, I mean, I think it'd be one where it's like, let me go run around in the cinematic mode for a little bit just to see how crazy it looks, and then pop it back to performance mode for actually playing. But yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how more games handle that moving forward, you know, if they can get that native with 60 frames. I assume, right, this was a launch title, so I'm assuming as devs have more time with it, it'll probably be more like, we're keeping 60 frames even during native, you know. But as far as the game goes, I'm enjoying it so far. Like I said, I beat the first little boss area, and then I just unlocked it. Like, hey, now you can spend your souls, you know, which is nice, and I can start upgrading my character. But, yeah, visually beautiful. Super, like, it is challenging. I've died, you know, but I am enjoying it. I think the biggest thing for anyone going into this game is, like, patience. Patience, patience. You know, you see an enemy and you just want to hack and slash it to death, and it's like, nope. Just sort of observe what the enemy's giving you and attack when you can. Because like I said, I've definitely found myself hitting that freaking trigger a few extra times, like too many, and then get burnt, you know, when it's like, if I just backed out, could have been okay. But yeah, I'm definitely awesome. I'm looking forward to playing more of it. And then I guess I'll give a quick little update on Call of Duty Cold War. 120 gigs later, or something like that. It's Whew. So this is actually the first game I fired up because I shipped it to my dad's house, or my parents' house, I should say.
Good old Call of Duty.
Yep, and he's like he likes playing GTA 5 on his Xbox 360, as I think I've mentioned before. So I was like, oh, I'll show him like what 15 years of advanced technology can do with the PS5, you know. So we fired it up, and it let us play. And we just played against some bots, and it was pretty cool. But it only let me play, like, two maps. Like, it just kept going back and forth. So I was like, oh, it's got to probably finish downloading a ton of stuff. And I even tried to play a little bit before I went to bed last night, and it was like, no, you got, like, 3-hour update to finish. I was like, oh, God. So I actually only really got to play some online just a little bit before recording. And, yeah, I mean, again, game looks incredible, runs nice and smooth, it loads up nice and fast, which is cool, and...
oh, no doubt, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I'd love to play a Call of Duty game again, man.
Well, you know what you gotta do.
Been too long.
Just gotta get yourself a Series X or if you can find a PlayStation. Although, I guess the Series X is sort of...
Serious X.
I need a Serious X, please.
A Serious X.
That is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, so obviously, it you know, is there anything, you know, crazy that jumps out about this Call of Duty? You know, or is it kind of just more of the delicious
FPS? It seems like it's more of the delicious Call of Duty you've come to learn and love, or love to hate, whatever whatever your opinion is. Like I said, I haven't really messed around with it too much. There is a campaign, which I don't know if I'll check out maybe at some point. There is the multiplayer, right, where you get like your death matches and your gun games and your free-for-alls and all that stuff. They've got Warzone is the, whatchamacallit, the Battle Royale version, which I'm pretty sure is free of charge. Like, I'm pretty sure you could just download that even without buying the game. Yeah, best free Battle Royale game. So you can, you know, that's nice. You could play without buying it. I like, for me personally, my Call of Duties, I like playing like team deathmatch and stuff. So that's why we ended up getting the full version, but could have just went Warzone. And then this one also has zombies is part of this iteration as well. Haven't messed around with that yet, but I probably will. Zombies is usually pretty fun, but yeah, it just, again, I haven't put a ton of time into it just by the time it actually finished downloading. So, I will say there was one really cool map I just played just before we, like, literally 5 minutes before recording, and it was like the Pine Forest in New Jersey, the Pine Forest Mall or Pine Mall in New Jersey, and it's like you're in a shopping mall, but it's like there's an arcade and like a food court and stuff, and it just like really cool, like running through the arcade with all like the pinball machines and the lights and it just really sort of cool setting for like a gun battle, you know. So
right,
yeah, I'm definitely going to be playing more of this, so you know I'll have more to talk about. But yeah, to me it seems like, hey, you like Call of Duty, well, here's a new Call of Duty with a bunch of new maps, and you know, like I said, I think it's every other iteration has like the zombies and stuff. And yeah, you've played zombies before, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
But you get the gist of it, right? Like,
I do get the gist.
Yeah, like the enemies comes in waves.
I know that people are obsessed with that.
Yeah, I always mess, like I try and go as far as I can. And then, you know, obviously that's the goal. But like, there are people who are like, have strategies. Like, well, yeah, once we get here, we do this and that. And I'm just sort of more like, you know, flying by the, see the edge of the seat. They're like, whoa, the zombies. But but yeah, exactly. Like I said, that's always, for me, it's just, I like Call of Duty is fun to throw in, play a couple matches and get out of there. I will say, the controller on the PlayStation 5 is really nice. I like it a lot. I know you'll probably, and a lot of people don't like the double sticks not being like diagonal from one another. So that's a little different, but it feels super nice. The haptic feedback feels real good. It's got a nice mic in there, which, you know, gives obviously some nice, or not mic, I meant to say speaker, gives some nice like ambient noises and some little noises from the controller that sort of gives like that, sort of like the Wii, but a little bit more present, you know what I mean?
But not like a Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was cool though, dude. Remember like just how simple that was, like,
it was mind blowing. Like, whoa!
like Twilight Princess, Like when you the sword sounds and stuff. It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it the controller feels real good. I like that. I need to get into Astro's Playroom also.
Yeah.
I did like 1 second of it just because like I wanted to show my dad Call of Duty, not, you know, trying to show how cool the graphics were, not like, you know, here's this like cool, like,
yeah,
you know, a little sort of platformer little, game kind of thing.
Whatever you call it. It's kind of like a demo.
Yeah,
like
tech,
a little,
tech demo. Yeah. Although Alex said it is better than Mario. One of the Marios. What did he say? Hold on, let me pull up the feed. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
What I would get is that Sack Boy, whatever. Sacky.
Hacky, oh, yeah, sacky. yeah, Sack Boy.
Whack
I forgot
boy.
What they call the game, though. I'm blanking.
But that game, I mean, looks like a fun platformer.
Where is it? Oh, it might be too far back. Might be too far gone for me to find this.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Because we could probably end your PS5 discussion for the moment to talk about other things.
I reckon.
If you'd like to do so. And my first thing is going to be a quick bite. That's right. I haven't completely 100%ed it yet, but I have gotten a lot further in Super Mario 3D World.
Mario 3D World. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So I rolled the credits, you know, before I talked about it. And so minor spoilers. So this is kind of stupid because it's such an old game. But after you beat the world, you unlock this Mario Galaxy-like themed world. It's awesome. Mm. And it has the music, you know, and a couple levels in, you unlock Rosalina.
Ooh.
To play as a new character.
Nothing wrong with that.
And, you know, the whole time I was playing as Mario, he's my favorite. I mean, Toad is a little faster, doesn't jump as high. That's annoying, right? Luigi doesn't have good friction. He can jump higher. Blech. Mm. Peach is cool because she can hover a little bit.
Yeah, the hover's nice.
It's pretty cool, but she's slow, I think, and like it just doesn't feel as good. Like, Mario just feels great. You know, it's made for Mario. But of course, you know, you get a new character and you try her out. Rosalina, it's like, I might as well try her out. And I didn't realize that she is the, like, she's, okay, so in Mutant Muds, you can unlock Granny in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
In Mutant Muds Deluxe, and she has all three of the power-ups.
She's a bad,
so
a bad
she's
grandma. Well, I was going to say a BA, but I was going to save you the coin bleep.
I like bad.
She's
I like
a bad
grandma.
It's
beautiful.
There's the title
and,
for you.
That's kind of what Rosalina is. Rosalina is the granny.
I mean, she
is
like a celestial being, right? So she could be thousands
of years
old.
She really is the granny. She is actually Mario's grandma. But what she is she has this little, you know, she has her little Luma spin, you know, mm-hmm. you know, move that she does.
That's good.
But it's an attack. It's essentially like a Tanuki tail attack that you have on the base player package. Like it's just like you have it all the time. Even when you're tiny little baby Rosalina, you know, like you can use that. It's amazing. And then not only is it an attack, but when you jump in the air, it's like an extra jump. It's like an extra little double jump thing. So it's amazing. I mean, it is like, and she feels like her, like the friction feel. I mean, honestly, going from Mario to Rosalina, I can see how maybe there's a little bit more, maybe she's a little slower than Mario, maybe. But even though it's not that noticeable, and she's a blast to play with because you can just kill enemies with her just because she has a natural attack. And the funny thing is when you get a power-up, I actually don't like it as much.
Yeah, you'd rather
really
her just
funny.
Be...
Yeah, because like you get the boomerang, and suddenly she can't do her little double jump, and she can't do her little attack. Now, the boomerang's awesome, but without that double jump, it's kind of like, oh, man, you're so used to it, you know. And then the Tanuki tail, which is great. You don't get to double jump, and you you can't jump, and it's you can't get that extra height, and it's just really funny. So, really enjoying that. I think that's a fabulous concept, and I like it when you unlock something. It's like, oh, Rosalina is actually amazing, and that's a really cool thing.
Now you get her from just beating the game through, right?
Yeah, yeah. You just like you go, you unlock that next world, you know, and you just play like one or two levels, and then you find her at the end, and then she's unlockable. Now, it would have been really cool. Like, it's kind of crazy they didn't do this. I mean, I can see why, because of the multiplayer aspect, but like, how cool would it have been to actually have like Rosalina's like a campaign up built for Rosalina
and her ability
and her skills. Yeah. You know, and that's really, and I should say, you know, well, duh, Perry, that's what that world is, which, funnily enough, that kind of is what that world is in a way, but it's still made so you can play. But I love that it has that galaxy theme, you know, it has those, and it has even some levels that are based, you know, it has like the honeycomb hexagon type
stuff.
Yeah,
I love that.
I mean, they don't bring too much galaxy stuff in there. It's not like too on the nose, but it's really neat. So I love that. And then once you beat that world, then you unlock the super mega challenging world. And that's kind of like reminiscent of Super Mario 3D Land. And where, you know, like suddenly you have to grab all the timers or you're going to run out of time. You know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, the amount of stuff in this game, like the idea, like honestly, like they should have a mode where that's in every single level. Like, but you just start off with 30 seconds, so you have to grab those timer things. And it just makes it a completely different game, and it's ridiculously fun. It's a great, and you know, they changed the lighting, like it's at night now, you know, it's fun. So, dude, just a ridiculous game. There's a couple of those challenging that are like stupid, because like one of them is a forced scrolling level. And
try playing that
actually
with multiplayer.
Oh, dude, impossible. But it's kind of, well, actually, I bet certain aspects would make it better now that I think about it, because you'd have more people on the screen. So if you fall, there'd still be someone on the platform. But there's just kind of some stuff that's like what part of the level design is, don't jump in that clear pipe too soon. Otherwise, it's going to drop you in before the other end before the platform comes.
Yeah, so you got to time it.
So, you know, it's like if you're playing kind of speedily, you're going to jump into that thing to go to the next part, you know, just naturally. It's like, oh, you idiot, you jumped too soon.
Hashtag just, gotcha.
And then, yeah. But then the other thing is there's no checkpoints in those levels. And so you have to start from the very
that's
beginning.
Tough.
And and they're long levels. And it's like, wow, this is actually surprisingly not fun. You know? Like, I mean, the idea, and it's fun because they do have, I mean, the concept is fun. They have these like overarching boomerang levels where it's completely top down, very neat. So it's kind of like you're playing like a Zelda game. It's like top down, and you throw you get the boomerang, and all these things fly in, and you're hitting them, and it feels great, and I love it. But then, yeah, it's just kind of some silly, but still, there's some really cool levels based off of the dark. They even have the same. It's fun because they have galaxy stuff. They also have New Super Mario Bros. U stuff. The poison swamp levels from New Super Mario Bros. U are in there as well. So I love seeing that together, and it's really fun. Like, there's a level you got to light all these lanterns. It's super hard. You're jumping on these spinning platforms with all these piranha pants.
The old piranha pants.
We need to make those now. And like the flame piranha plants and stuff. And it's really, really hard, and I died many times. And then the super tanuki suit of shame showed up, and, you know. But anyway, I'm excited to 100% this game. I'm just playing through it. It's a beautiful game, and I very much love it. So
heck yeah!
And I better quit talking about it, because
then it wouldn't be a quick buy.
It's getting into mystery history territory.
But I do have one more game. This is going to be probably one of the longest what we've been playing. Is that okay with you?
Sure, why not?
All right. Well, I teased earlier before, that's not the retro game that was. You know, that's not the retro game I was talking about.
Unless you're playing the Wii U version.
That's true. I've been playing, and this is the most random thing you've ever heard. I don't know if it could be more random.
What is it, Toe Jam and Earl?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. It's like, Perry, were you playing a random Genesis game from before you were born? Yes, I was.
Yep, he's been playing Toe Jam.
Toe Jam and Earl, baby. Yeah, Toe Jam and Earl. I played this growing up, you know, but I never really got into it.
I think it's so
too
sort
much because I never owned
obtuse
it
as a little kid, right? To be like, what the heck is going on here?
Well, let me tell you about it because it's a masterpiece. It is by far, like by far, my favorite Genesis game I've ever played, and of its time. It is so far beyond its time. It's funny that like this game could come out. This is the original one for the Genesis. This game could come out now and blow people's minds. It is the roguelike. I mean, it is that exact same feeling like Kingdom. You know, like I mean, it's a little more drawn out, like than you know any roguelike. I mean, Binding of Isaac, anything like that. It technically, I was thinking about it because I was describing it to Jules. I was kind of talking to him about it. I mean, really, it is like a dungeon crawler. It's funny if you had, and I would never think of that. I would never say that. In fact, I probably shouldn't have even said that because now you're thinking dungeon crawler. But I mean, the idea that you know you're exploring levels and then you're getting to the next level, and so. The point of the game is so simple, but it has these deep mechanics that are ridiculously cool, and it's all about discovery, which is so cool. So it's very much an exploring game. But the point of the game is, you know, you're Toe Jam and Earl, and you're flying. And I think Earl takes the wheel, and he crashes the ship on Earth. Oopsies. You know, so you're these aliens. You're crashing. So it has that really fun take of. You're these aliens viewing, you know, you're viewing the Earth through the aliens' lens. So everything is scary because Earthlings. So you have Earthlings and they're scary.
I believe it.
And has all these hilarious, you know, funny, very much like. So this was a 91, you know, late 80s, early 90s. You know, talk about like, you know, like the Nickelodeon era. Just those really cool, funky, slap bass, you know.
Oh,
the
beats. Mm. Like, I remember the PAX panel for the new game, right? Like, just walking past it, and it just, like yeah. You know, like, that totally. Classic, like, your head starts, like, moving, like, ooh!
Yeah, absolutely. And I was actually thinking about it, and I was like, you know, it's funny, because I view it now as kind of, like retro of a time period, you know? Like, and that's fun. But the funny thing is, like, that was the time period when that came out. I mean, that was the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's slapping. It's awesome. I mean, honestly, it has aged amazingly well to this day. I mean, it is fantastic. But it's funny because it's like, that's not how, you know, we don't have sounds. I mean, we're so eclectic nowadays that you have every sound. But you know what I mean? Like, it's fun to think that, no, when that game came out, like when Toe Jam came out, that was what, like, pop, hip-hop, slap bass music sound, you know, sounded like that was the
90s
style,
baby,
which is I think is amazing. Yeah, it's just very cool. And so anyway, the point of the game is very simple. You just got to find your 10 ship parts, and it's sprawled along these, and I think it's along a bunch of levels. I think it's 25. I don't know if you can get it before 25, like I don't know. Mm-hmm. but you know, you don't know, and so you're exploring, and you're and I'm going to try to keep this as simple as I can, but that's really it. You're trying to find them, and you're trying to stack, you know, you're trying to beef yourself up by leveling up. You can do that, and you do that. And the funny thing is I don't really know. I think that might – what's funny is I don't even know if that even does anything besides giving you extra lives. I probably should know that after playing it. But I know it gives you extra lives sometime. Like when you go from, it's really funny because they have like different classes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, it's like you start off as a wiener. That's your first class. And I think you go, and there's like a doofus, and you get
work
all the way
up
to, you
to
know,
a dunce.
To like bro. And I think you work your way up to like a funk master. It's great. And, But you're trying to find it, and in the game, and it's fun because, you know, you start it, and it's like the three options, right? You can play Toe Jam and Earl as Toe Jam and Earl, like two-player. That's the first option, you know? That's the first, and then the second one is just Toe Jam, just Earl.
Mm, yeah, so they want you to play together.
I love that because the game is absolutely made to be played together as Toe Jam and Earl. It's not called Toe Jam. It's called Toe Jam and Earl. So Jill and I played it, and this was just a unbelievable experience. I mean, like, it was one of those things where, you know, like, I talk about Hayekar Kingdom. I mean, this is, like, up in the kingdom territory of, like, we had so much fun discovering what things do, what happens, strategizing about stuff, learning how to game the system. There's a lot of really this stuff that I can't even comprehend how they coded it, because it's so, like, smart. But, it's so wacky too, you know? And so the main part is there's these presents laying around, right? You've seen those before. There's presents. Mm-hmm, they're just all these different kinds of presents because Earthlings love presents, you know? That's what's really funny. And so that's a really big deal because there's these packaged things and you don't know what they are. So you put them in your inventory and you can use them at any time you want. So you get this package. You don't know what it is. You know, you open up your inventory, question marks. You know, I don't know what that is. And so there's this risk at play where you could get something that's great that you really need at that same point. Or you could get something that's terrible. Like, there's a lots of different things. Once you use a present, it is now identified for the rest of your whole playthrough, okay? So it's great. So you're taking a chance, but really once you take that chance, now if it was a good thing, great. And you have it identified so you know when you want to use it in the future. So let's say it's this thing called like these spring shoes. And that does exactly what you think it does. It's these, you're boing, 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 and then you can charge it and you can jump across space gaps and to get to places that you can't before. And it's great. And you have it for a certain amount of time. So, you know, and then the cool thing is that whenever you'll be able to know what that present is, because it'll look the exact same on the map when you pick it up. So you'll know that. And then you can also, you know, there's literally one called a total bummer. There's a present called a total bummer.
The old total bummer.
And it just kills you. It literally just kills you. That's it.
I mean,
you know, it just,
it is a total bummer. That is a total bummer right there.
Yeah. I think there's ways that you can try to avoid that, but yeah, it is a total bummer. And so obviously, but the cool thing is like you have lives, so it's not going to ruin. It's not going to, like, unless you only have one life left and you're done.
That would be the worst.
It's not going to stop
game
your game
over.
And more on that
the
later.
The ultimate bummer.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you about the ultimate bummer. But you know, so the cool thing is after that, you'll know what that total bummer is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big part of the game. It's like finding these presents, knowing what they are, using them at your advantage at the right time, knowing what enemy patterns are like, you know, just, it's like, I'm weighing my options. When should I use these presents? When should I not? And then you have this constant sense of wonder where you're like, man, what if I just used a present right now? Like, I don't even know what it is. It could be the exact thing that I need,
mm-hmm.
and it would be amazing, and it could be terrible. And sometimes you're starting the game out, you know, and you're like, okay, that's it. I'm just going to use it. Now, obviously, what I'm talking about, it's like, well, then that means the whole game's random and essentially, you know, for like figuring it out. Well, no, there's actually ways that you actually go to the wise man. That you can find, and that's the thing is you can only find him at certain spots. Like it's very hard to find him when you want to. Like when you want to find him, he's hard to find.
Yeah,
it's that
go
kind
figure.
Of thing, you know. Yep. He's not necessarily on the level or anything, but he will identify the presents for you before you use them. It's the best thing ever. Like that's
oh yeah
so,
yeah. So then you can avoid that. The bad.
The
business.
Only thing is, but the only thing on top of that is okay. Perfect. I got the guy, the wise man. He will tell me what these presents are, but. I need to know, but I need money to pay him to do it. So it's $2 a present for identification. But the cool thing is once he identifies, and it's funny because like at the beginning of the game, see that the key part is once you know that once it's identified, that is identified for the rest of the game. You know, like if you ever stumble upon it again, that's the key thing here. And I just got a kick out of. I looked up the Toe Jam and Earl manual from the original release.
I bet it's amazing. Yeah, I was gonna say. I bet
it is just so cute, and it has all these pictures in it, and it has everything, and it's this really nice read. And if you take it's probably the most valuable 10 minutes of your time because you can just read through it, and you're like, oh my goodness, like this game is.
It
amazing.
All makes
like,
sense
see,
now.
Like it gives you, it gives you like fun ideas and fun like a hints and strategies, you know, for stuff, and it's great. And so that money mechanic suddenly is super valuable. you know? And so you're always looking for money. Now, the other part of the other part that's just ingenious about the game design is, so you're exploring, but you know, you're kind of just like in a lot of games, right? Like you're unlocking blocks of the map as you break into them, right? So you can always look at. But the thing is the map actually changes. The ground changes. You have to walk on the edges of the earth. Otherwise, you're in space, you know, like you're like, mm-hmm. And so you can fall off, right? It's kind of hard to fall off unless you get hit by an enemy, like, but you can choose to jump off if you want. But you have to walk by the edges to unlock, to really explore. So it has this really fun sense of well, I'm going to walk by the edge and I need to walk by the edge to unlock, to see if I'm going to unlock an area. And suddenly you unlock this area and it's amazing. And it's like, oh, sweet. Like now I can get over there, blah, blah, blah. And so suddenly that puts this constant, you know, think about, you know, now you have these enemies walking around, these earthlings. And so if you're walking by the edge, they're going to hit you and you're going to fall off. And then you go down to the level beneath you. Mm. And you don't lose any life or anything. It's just, dang it. Now I got to go up,
climb back up
a level.
It's like the old chutes and ladders.
And the funny thing is, like, you know, so the way you go up levels is you find the elevator that is on the map. And it's always in one spot, but you have to find it. Sometimes you'll find it right off the bat, and it'll be like, hey, there's no elevator piece on this. There's no ship piece. It'll tell you if there is a ship piece on this level. So you get to a level, there's no ship piece, and you find the elevator. Boom. I can either go explore, try to find some money, try to find some presents if I want to, or I can just get, you know, giddy up and keep going, right? So sometimes you'll just do that, and you'll literally like only have looked at 10% of the map. So when you drop back down, now you're at this completely different part of the map by yourself. You haven't explored, and you have to make your way back to the elevator and run into all these things. And you might even be on an island that you don't have a present to get back to. So you might even have to jump down another layer to land below, to then go up that elevator. And there are times where, oh my goodness, dude, where, you know, I've dropped, or Jill and I were 4 or 5 layers apart because I kept falling down because I kept getting hit, you know, and it's fun. And the other thing is there's presents that, like, there's one called, like, togetherness, and that one will, you just use it and you'll just warp to your buddy, you know, so. Mm-hmm. It is a blast, man. We are absolutely playing Toe Jam and Earl when you come. I'm serious. It is just a blast. It is so much fun to just chill out and play, and it's, well, I say chill out because it's not the most chill, even though it like sounds and seems
we'll
to be
chilling
like the
out,
most
but
chill.
We'll be game.
I mean, we be jamming. Like, we be jamming. Because it's definitely like a super, like, can be super stressful because, like, there's parts where you're like, you find the elevator and you're like, oh, that's exactly what we need. And we're both going there and there's the boogeyman's chasing you and there's this ice cream truck that's going to run you over and there's these freaking moles, dude, that burst, that they come and they're faster, or they seem like they're faster than you sometimes, and they'll steal like 2 or 3 presents from you. And it is like the most annoying thing in the world, dude.
Just but it, sun, it's like a little prickle on the dude, side.
Oh my goodness. And there are ways to fight back, but it's hard. Like, I mean, you'll get presents that you can fight back with, but they're few and far between. And so anyway, it's a wonderful game, and this is the original, and playing through the second one now, amazing, and it's way different. It's a platformer, and I'll talk about that next week, but dude, it's just really fun to go back to these games play them.
You're Earl, or are you Toe Jam? Who do you identify as?
Well, actually, Jill played as Earl, and I played as Toe Jam, and the cool thing is there's actually a little, like, Toe Jam is a little faster, but he has less health. And Earl's a little slower, but he has more health. But it's fun, dude. It's a really fun. I mean, and I only got into like, I mean, I talking a long time about it, but I only got into like the half of it. I mean, there's so much of this fun. And you can imagine, right? Discovering new things, you know, as you're playing is really fun. And discovering, oh my goodness, look what that just did. And then figuring out, oh my goodness, when we are on the same screen together and we use a present, it applies to both of us. So it's like
the old double wham.
Yeah. Yeah, so like you'll get a thing, like you'll literally get a life like a one up, you know, mm-hmm. which is like the best thing ever, right? And it's like, oh my goodness, if I get this present and we're on the same screen, we'll both get alive. Ooh. I mean, that's amazing. Oh, well,
that's like a game changer. Then,
it is. Oh, absolutely. And then, like, you know, you'll get money. Like, you can find a present that's like an extra buck, something like that. It's money. And so it's like, okay, I could take this right now and I could get $1 or $2 or $5 or whatever. Or I could take it and we could go back to get on the same screen and then we'll both get that amount. So it's very fun. So it has a great just, you know, hey, you know, obviously branching off, which is most of the time, like literally 90% of the time we're branching off because you can cover more area quicker. But then it has those, you know, those nice benefits to being together. And then the last thing I'll say is just the idea that, you know, this is a Genesis game from before I was born, and you're walking around, and when you, like, you get to a certain, like, a distance between the two of you, it literally splits into two screens, and it's top half and bottom half horizontal, and it's seamless, and it is so impressive, dude. Like, the way it works, like, I don't even know how to do it now, and they did it back then, and it's just a very impressive, and then you get together.
Ahead of the time.
And there's just dude, that's exactly how I'd put it. Which is the funny thing is that, you know, it's so retro. It's so like, it's so time based in a sense, just of the style of the day, that it's very appealing to now. But funnily enough, it's ahead of it. It was ahead of its time. I mean, yeah, it's just a fantastic game. So we got obsessed with that this past week. I mean, we were just playing. It was like, let's play Toe Jam. I mean, it was like staying up till 3 a.m. playing Toe Jam. Yeah, it was just so much fun. It's a great game, man. And it's we were playing it on the Sega Genesis, the collection.
Oh, what a monster. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
He's a traitor.
The funny thing is, it seems like it should be a Super Nintendo game. And I just say that because I love Super Nintendo.
Oh, Super Nintendo.
But no, this is definitely the best Genesis
game. It wouldn't have slapped as hard if it was on the SNES, that's for sure. It would have been a different slap, but I don't think it wouldn't have hit as hard.
that's true. Yeah. No, and it's worth it all for that. And the soundtrack's sick. I mean, the people have been listening to it, or they listened to it before. So, in fact, I'm editing this week, right?
Yep.
So I'm gonna play some more.
Strictly Toe Jam. But
I think I'll talk about Toe Jam and Earl 2 next week and gush about
that. Well,
you'll
probably talk about it for the next 4 weeks.
Maybe. It's so, dude, talk about, you want to see a gorgeous, like ridiculously, like huge, delicious sprites. Look up Toe Jam and Earl, Panic on Funkotron. I don't think it's called Toe Jam and Earl 2. It might be. But yeah, look it up, dude. It's amazing. It's ridiculous. It's so cool. Anyway, I think that'll do it for what we've been playing. My goodness.
Yep, it's a beefy boy.
It's a beefy boy. It's a piggy boy.
Yep, it's piggy boy.
It's a beefy boy. It's a piggy boy.
It's chicken boy.
Yeah, chicken boy.
Enjoy that not super long musical interlude, but properly timed.
I've been doing some pretty long ones. I mean, you know, ever since you started editing, and I was like, that's not, you know what? It's nice to clear the mind for a little bit. It's nice to stop listening to these giblet heads for a little bit, you know? So it might be pretty lengthy. And it's so slapping, you know? It really is. So
yeah, like I said, video game music is so good and so varied, right? Like, I think that's my favorite thing because generally, right, like, I know there are people who love all sorts of music. Oh, I listen to everything. But, like, generally speaking, you sort of have, like, your, oh, I like rock or I like rap or I like, you know, country, whatever, you know. But with, I feel like video game music, it's all so just drastically different, you know. I think, like, I love just seeing, and then especially when you compare it with the visuals and stuff, always good.
Exactly.
But,
I'm going to kick off today.
Oh, dude, real quick.
The eShop roundup.
Before we eShop round it, I forgot to mention some other food from before. So, remember, all right, so I got my PS5. My buddy shipped it to me.
PS5.
His fiance, okay. Like, I think she's from Japan. Like, she sent a bunch of, like, Japanese candies and stuff that to go along with the old PS... Because what do you need when you're gaming with PS5? You need a little candy. And, yeah, oh, man. I love Japanese candy because it's just so crazy, right? Like, there's always such weird combinations, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I've tried so far. It was, like, a strawberry gummy thing, but covered in chocolate. And, like, there was a whole tube of those, which was pretty good. And then I tried, there was also this, it was just more of like a fruity snack, like a peach fruity snack, which was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited. I got some sort of Kit Kat that is, it's got like different, I can't read exactly what it is, but it's like a sort of like a mint green casing. So I'm thinking it's like a mint chocolate Kit Kat, but I'm excited to try
Hopefully
that.
Hopefully it's not durian.
What's that?
Durian is a fruit that is disgusting, and that's all you need to know.
All right. Well, let's hope it's not that.
You know durians, you know, from Animal Crossing, those spiky things? Terrible. They're like onion fruit.
Mm.
It's like if you took a cantaloupe and mixed it with an onion. It's terrible.
I do like a cantaloupe, though.
I love cantaloupes, and I love onions. I don't
Just
like
not,
them together.
Yeah,
in
not
one.
Mixed together.
Well, I mean, no. I probably actually there's probably an instance where I could have that, but it's just
some
not
sort of
as
recipe.
One, you know. Anywho, that sounds delicious. I remember when the Bivs and his wife visited me. They gave me some candy as well, and they gave me this amazing, like the most like stereotypical Japanese like toy you can imagine, which was like this little Japanese cat that like wags its tail. When you put it in, like, with solar energy.
When you put it in water.
Just amazing.
Yeah, it's funny. He actually included in that was, like, it's not Legos, but they are Legos. Like, it's essentially Legos, but they're really, like, sort of small pieces. And
Brick-brax.
And it makes a little dog. Someone had to amazing. Make that little pup. But
there you go.
But very cool. But, yeah, before I rudely interrupted you.
eShop Roundup.
The new eShop Roundup.
Skip up a deep up beep beep a day. We're not at the Craigslist roundup at the eShop one.
That's right. So I'm going to start off with my pick, which is Male Mole.
Male Mole.
Which I believe I saw.
Are you sure it's not
Raritan's.
Female Mole?
It's you know, it's just Male Mole.
Gotcha.
I saw. this is a long way back, I guess. It must have been. But I saw. Oh, no, it's right here. Yeah, Dr. John Raritan's.
Did you say
I
Dr.
Didn't even
John
know
Raritan?
About this game. Well, yeah, and because I saw the abstract said like if 3D World had a Monty Mole mode, and I was like, that sounds amazing.
Ooh, that,
and
I was gonna say gameplay, that's amazing,
and it looks great. And honestly, it's that burrowing thing, kind of like from New Super Lucky's Tale. That it's just really cool. So you're kind of playing as a mole, but you're always kind of in the ground and stuff. And anyway, it looks fun. You should check it out. It's on sale right now, $12. And it's very impressive looking. There's some, you know, there's some little things that I could critique about, like, you know me, like the font and stuff. At the
Did end. You buy
some,
it?
The character? No, not yet. I could see this getting a physical release.
Then he'll definitely buy it.
Exactly. But what do you have on the docket?
Well, yeah, you were saying, right, sort of a light week as far as game offerings here, I feel like. But I do want to point out one that was just recently released, and that's Apex Legends. Obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but I'm sure most people have heard of this game. I don't know whether you've played it or not, but it's, you know, a Battle Royale game. But what's cool is it's like teams of three versus one another. I think it's 20 teams of three, so 60 total. First-person shooter opposed to, like, Fortnite over the shoulder. I think it sort of mixes that, like, Call of Duty, you know, Battle Royale, Fortnite-ish, you know, vibes to it. I like it more than Fortnite, personally. I don't know how well it's going to run on the Switch. Maybe I'll download. It is a free download, so you know you can easily check it out. But
it says, yeah, it's 19 gigs, And I love it says number of players, one player. Number of players online, 60 players.
Yeah. Boom.
That's funny. I haven't seen that before.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, I personally like
download that right now.
I like this better than Fortnite because, like I said, I like the first person, I think, aspect of the shooter more than over the shoulder and stuff. And like I said, it felt like a mix of Fortnite and Call of Duty, which is funny now because now I, you know, you could play Warzone like on anything that isn't Nintendo, I'm pretty sure, for free. So, you know, Call of Duty has their own version of it. But yeah, I think
isn't it weird?
It's exciting that it's finally here. I know it's been sort of a while, but yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. I reckon.
Why were there two Call of Duty games on the Wii U and zero on the Switch?
I guess my thought would be that they were trying to ride the hype. Like, hey, the Wii sold out incredibly well. We're going to keep making money on the Wii U. And then they didn't make money on the Wii U. And then on the Switch, I would guess that it would just be a lot of work is my thought. And then, like, because, right, like, these games are huge. They're graphically really impressive. They have crazy, infrastructure on the networks. So I think it could be done. But I feel like if they were going to do it, it would end up being like, hey, Cold War came out in November 2020. And then it came out on the Switch in either March or the next year, you know, because they'd have to get, like, Blue Point forgetting the other name of the
Treyarch or something.
No, I'm thinking of the people who port games. The people who ported like Wolfenstein.
Oh, Red Button?
Panic Button, that's it. Yeah, Blue Point is sort of like a Panic Button, I think, where like Blue Point, they did the I don't know. I feel like they've done other like ports of games like and been really impressive, but yeah, I don't know. I guess I feel like on the Switch, right, there's so many of them, a Call of Duty game would probably be bound to sell pretty decent, but I guess just
dude, I just kind of want like a port of like an older one, you know, like
yeah give us because one of the modern warfares or something
weird, but yeah, like dude, like having the original Call of Duty like Modern Warfare like that.
Because I know they re-released one of the modern warfares that was, like, highly regarded, right? Like, yeah, I'm surprised they didn't be like, well, we'll throw it on the Switch, too. But, I don't know. Exactly. They must, like I said, they got to look at it in cost analysis, right? Like, it ain't worth the squeeze, as they say.
Yep. That grapefruit ain't worth the squeeze.
It ain't worth it.
Nope.
But now, you know what is worth it.
I know what an awkward pause means.
Did that mean I was looking away for a second?
No, I think it means it's time for the news.
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
We here at the Talk Nintendo Podcast like to give the most update to news ever. In fact, just in life, like politics, weather,
stimulus sports, checks,
stimulus
4K
checks,
TVs.
Food.
Coming 4K. From
yeah,
the
we like to give it all. So there's really no reason to even watch the news, the daily news. I mean, we probably give more normally here on the News Talk. So I just wanted to set up Casey for his first little news item.
Well, it wasn't a monster week of news, but there are some cool little tidbits here. So something I know Jerry will be very happy. We are getting a new little figurine, and instead of just it's not an amiibo. At first, I thought it was an amiibo, but it's actually a, is it a World of Nintendo one?
World of Nintendo. Yep.
The good old World of Nintendo. It's going to be a three-pack, a cat three-pack, where you get Mario, Luigi, and Peach in their cat forms, 4 inches tall.
Where the heck is Toad and Rosalina?
Yeah, I don't know. That ain't right.
That's dumb. No, this looks awesome, and I will be getting it because I love that game, and I love those figures, and I collect them as well.
Yep, I guess they said...
I'm going to show you my World Nintendo collection next time you're here.
Yeah, and this is the first iteration of the Cat Peach in the line, so that's sort of cool. They also revealed that there's going to be a new Bowser playset coming, the Bowser ship playset. And this is also a World of Nintendo, right?
Dude, this looks so cool.
This thing is
cool.
Dope. It is a big boy. So assuming that's a 4-inch... Actually, does it say? Yeah, here it is.
No, I don't think those are 4-inch. Those are probably the smaller ones.
That's a 2.5 Mario inch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the package measures 17 inches tall by 15 inches. 17 wide by 15 tall. And then 5.5 deep. So it'll probably be slightly smaller than that, of course, right, with all the packaging. But, I mean, to me, like, this thing looks so awesome. Cool, man. And it opens up so you can even store things on the inside.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be hard for me. I wonder how much it's the sandwich. Oh, it's $39.99.
That's not even that bad, I feel like.
That's not that bad. It's really cool looking. I'll probably get it, to be honest. I haven't ever bought any
of
those.
Doesn't surprise me.
Any of those. Well, I've never bought any of the...
It's a slippery slope. Don't do it, Jerry.
I know, but that's just so
cool. Next thing you know.
I know. I know, man. I think I'm thinking about selling my Amiibo.
Mm. Scalper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
that's honestly they take up so much room.
They're just so cool. I'm glad I didn't take them out of the box because they still hold their value.
See, for me, I took them out and giblet
head.
I like they're just peppered around my apartment.
Yeah,
they fit in nice, but yeah,
nice.
Moving along though.
Anywho,
moving right along. We've got Monster Hunter Stories 2. Begins the hunt July 9th. Boom. I did not... Mm-hmm. Did I play the first... I think I actually did play Hunt Stories for a little bit. I forget.
Did you? For the 3DS?
I think I did. I played four... I'm pretty sure I played Stories. Or it might have been Generations, actually. I don't know. There's so many freaking Monster Hunter games. But this one, July 9th...
Yeah, Generations is the is part of the main...
Yeah, I think Monster I played Generations. I don't think I played Stories.
Stories is like the RPG spinoff.
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
There are also going to be three Amiibo that will be available on the same day. Two characters, Ina and...
Oh, snap.
Sukino? And plus a Ray's Wing... Rala thala salalala the limited edition will contain the game outfits for the player, some Palico outfits, bonus for players who have Monster Hunter Rise will get in-game outfit also. So
boom,
some more Monster Hunter. We've got
Monster Hunter is still going on, isn't
it? I mean,
there's a movie that came out.
Yeah, we got a new Monster Hunter game coming out next month. Or actually, no, heck, this month. It's coming out in just a couple weeks.
Yeah, Rise.
And it's the
you
one that looks super amazing.
Rise.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You just said it.
That yeah. is... See, it's funny. I actually, like, want this game, but now that I have the PS5 and a million other things, I probably won't get it. At least not right away. But yeah, no, this...
So you're not going to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, probably not. But Rise looks really cool. I do love a good Monster Hunter game. Actually, I'm pretty sure... Dude, you know what's ridiculous?
What?
So obviously PSN, right? You get the free games.
Yeah.
But they...
Well, you pay for them, but
well, yeah, quote unquote free. They had like a PS4 Classics or whatever, and I went, dude, and a part of the PSN, you get like God of War, you get, you got Final Fantasy, you've got, like Last Guardian, Monster Hunter World. What's up?
The Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, like all of these insane games, like as part of the membership. Like, so.
Wow.
Like, I've got, like, God of War, I've never really messed around with it at all or really even had that much interest in it, but I've heard it so many good things about it that, like, now that I have it for free, like, I don't plan on it right away, but at some point I'll check that game out, you know? Like mm-hmm. the, yeah. so many like insanely free like
it's almost too
great
much
games.
You know
oh
like,
for sure
it stinks like I mean it just stinks because you know you're not gonna I mean I tell you what like that feeling of how, I mean it's like well when I can move on to the next game I'm not gonna fully commit to this one
it happens
but
to me
that's amazing dude
but that's why
that
like
amazing.
Whenever I have a lull I can go check that out you know yeah good one bro
a lull.
Good old that's lulls. Funny. Now that's a lull for sure. But
that's an yeah. Very good.
But really, I think that's just about it.
Yeah, I mean, just the Switch Pro rumors, but like you said, they're just rumors, and we'll talk about
when it get when we get some hard cold facts.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But it is, yeah, I predicted that we wouldn't get a new Switch this year, and so we'll see. We shall see. But with that, I think we're gonna close up the show.
I reckon. And, yeah.
So thank you so much for listening.
It's funny because we were saying, right, it'd probably be a short show. And then we decided to have the world's longest...
what we've been playing.
What we've been playing. And a short show it was not.
No. It's a good show. Please follow us on Twitter. Please.
I sounded really...
I sounded so desperate. You can follow us on Twitter at TalkNintendoPod. That's TalkNintendo.
P-O-D. I did it.
That's right.
I looked.
I heard it, yep. And, you know, you can always... You should see our new updated banner.
Mm, it is,
and you can,
mighty
you can
fine.
Like and retweet that, baby. Please,
I'm begging
give
you.
Us a 5-star review
we need
on
it.
iTunes. If you can, that'd be great, and we'll read it out on the show because it's fun to read. It's fun to read reviews. And now that we talked about Casey's scalper friend,
yeah, 5 stars or nothing, or you can hit the road.
Yeah, that's all. You know, you can hit the road if not. Let's see. I didn't check to see if anyone left a thingy.
It'd be funny if you looked. Is actually like, time. Wow, we had more comments on that post. I just didn't look. Like, yeah. Than ever before.
Man, we've been around for a long time. There's lots of scrolling I gotta go through.
That poor finger.
Well, there it is. No, just the one saying this is the best podcast I've ever heard.
Yep. Well, he ain't wrong.
He ain't wrong. Well, but yeah, you can be just like that person next week if you give us a 5-star review. So please do. And yes, that's great, and we'll see you next week.
Well, hold on just 1 second, you big pickle.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, I wanted to just remind, right, next week we're going to be doing the old Dirty Mage crossover, where we're going to looking at Mario and Luigi Dream Team, which is going to be super fun. But also, just a little Thirsty Mage update as well, just hit our 100th episode last week, so pretty darn exciting, right? We went over, it's been sort of a month or months long vote for the top 10 RPG list as voted on by patrons and community members over there with the old Thirsty Mage. So that was fun. And of course, always got to have a little navel gazing, right? When you got one of those sort of anniversary episodes up. So definitely want to go check that out. That was fun. And yeah, I've been on for the last couple weeks, or I guess two, and going to be on this week again. So trying to get more regular over on the Thirsty Mage podcast. So definitely give that a good old listen and follow.
It's good to balance it out with the Canadians, you know?
Yeah, well,
it's
two Canadians and an Australian. So it's like, I got to keep, gotta keep America represented, you know? We can't have no Americans on the show. That's un-American.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hear that David rides around on a Zamboni.
Oh, that's how they travel up there.
Mm-hmm. It's efficient.
And then you got stray skaters always following the Zambonis around.
Mm-hmm. And you got the J-Man.
I'm just picturing like David going down like a really wooded area, right, in the Zamboni, and then just like random people running out of the woods skating on the fresh ice. And David like waving his hand.
Dude, did I ever tell you about my ingenious idea about kind of what you just said? Like, imagine how cool this would be. This would actually be pretty sweet. Like, going, like, and it would probably work really well in Minnesota because it's the land of 10,000 lakes, you know? But going around to, like, these kind of small towns and then, like, during the winter and going to these ponds and then smoothing them out, you know, and then opening up, like, little ice rinks, like just kind of like the, kind of like a carnival, like, is in town, you know, doing that and doing, like, some cool stuff down there. And then packing up and moving on and just kind of being a traveling ice rink.
I like it.
Guy. Yeah.
The old, instead of the carnies, it's just the ice rinkers.
David's like, yeah, Oh, you mean an ice rinky?
Yeah. Oh.
We've had those there since the 1850s.
He just calls them rinkies. Oh, the rinky?
Oh, you mean a rinky? Yeah.
It's funny because I feel like that could be a thing. Oh, the rinkies. I love when the rinky comes to town. They bring the shaved ice cones.
Yeah.
Cones.
Don't worry.
The old ice cones.
Yep. All right. Well, look forward to more of us, more Canadian, American, and Aussie
sensitivity.
Talk. Yep. Next week. And that'll be a lot of fun. We'll talk about one of my favorite series, Mario and Luigi.
Ooh, yeah, it's going to be a good one. That's for sure.
Woo! And it's going to be a snoozer.
Yeah, a real snooze fest.
Get it? Because we're talking about Dream Team.
And they're hoosers.
Snoozers.
It's going to be a snoozer.
A snooze hooser. I already got the name of the episode planned out.
Yeah, man, we're getting ahead of the game.
Yep. All right, well... See you later, piggy boy.
All right. I'm about to be a piggy boy and some pizza. I see what you did there. You threw me off my kilter, so I couldn't say end in between your countdown.
Got him. Scalper.